Good Monday, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. There was a new discovery made up in the Golden Triangle and reported from Enduro Metals this morning. The news came out after we got the morning briefing out, so we weren't able to report it, but it did come back from the Newmont Lake. Drill intersected 331 meters of 0.71% copper equivalent. Starting at surface, it also included about 146 meters of 1% copper equivalent. Joining me now to discuss this drill hit is the CEO of the company, Mr. Cole Evans. Hey, Cole, congratulations.
Oh, appreciate it, Trevor. Good to be back here.
You know, as a geologist, exploration geologist, you know, discoveries are the name of the game. So before we kind of get into the technicals of this hole and really defining what it's showing you, you know, take a step back. You know, you're a young geologist, young CEO, but this has got to feel pretty dang good kicking off your 2021 program on the right foot here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not just me. It's our entire team. It takes everybody to make new discoveries, but this is one that we're definitely proud of. You know, we're the only people to have ever drilled this target before, and it definitely feels good on a personal note. But from the Enduro side of things, I mean, this is what we're looking for. Like we said to the market before the season started, what we believe is going to create the most value for our shareholders is finding these big copper gold alkalic porphyry systems, and they're arguably one of the most sought after deposit types in the world today, and that's exactly what this is.
Yep. This is coming up from the Burgundy Ridge here. You know, take a step back and can you kind of walk us through defining this target in, you know, the months or maybe even years prior, and what you were seeing there on surface that led you to put a pretty substantial drill program here?
Yeah, definitely. So this really started back in 2018. This is how I first got involved with the project. And they, like I said, this target area, all Burgundy Ridge, had never been drilled before. There was an RC fan that we put in that maxed the holes that could only go down to 150 meters just based on the drill rig that was being used at the time. It was in October 2018, quite a challenging place to be going up to starting in October. But anyways, and you know, we liked what we saw. It was the smoke, so to speak. And then there was a first pass, or what we call a first pass diamond drill program in 2019, which we got a lot of good numbers. But again, they were relatively shallow holes. You know, of course, it's all looking back in hindsight. They were either too shallow or they were to the northwest of where the target area is now. But at the end of that season, we'd found a really good trench sample right at the edge of the ice that's down on the south. Southern portion of the ridge, about a couple hundred meters down from where we were focused on drilling. And that's where we got 37 meters of, I believe it was 37 meters of 3.37 from a copper equivalent number. That was about 1.3% copper, a gram and a half gold, 23 grams silver, and a few percent zinc in there as well. So quite a rich breccia. And that's what sort of led us on to, okay, there's definitely some high grade here. And that's where our drilling that you're seeing right now, it starts in that. We've hit that high grade breccia on surface. And then it takes you about 130 odd meters to get into the porphyry beneath it. And then that's where you see that 146 meters of 1% copper equivalent coming in.
Yeah, a lot of this is happening close to surface for the most part. I mean, you had starting at surface, there was just over 18 meters of 3% copper equivalent. You know, this is interesting because a lot of times people exploring in the Golden Triangle, Cole, as you know, have to drill pretty dang deep. And so this is a little, I mean, I don't know if this is unusual or a surprise, but it seems a little bit different than what a lot of other companies are finding.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things going for Burgundy is, again, relative to other porphyry deposits, like you mentioned in the Golden Triangle and elsewhere, this is shallow. That's shallow on surface. You said, you're literally walking on it. And part of that goes into, and quite frankly, Trevor, this was a story that I didn't really buy until a few years ago when I first stepped foot on this property. Is you hear about the snow and the ice retreat, and of course around the world, but the Golden Triangle as well. And I used to think it was a little bit of promo mumbo jumbo, right? Yeah. Until we stepped foot on this property, and literally the breccia that you're collaring into, that 18 meter intercept that you just quoted, that, you know, I like to think we're fairly good from a technical perspective, but you don't need to be a geologist to walk across multi-percent copper and not notice it, right? It's just we're in the right place at the right time. As I mentioned, it's right at the edge of the ice and snow, and it's just started melting back, and that's what's underneath it. So that's why it's such a new, you know, unique opportunity.
One of the things that also kind of stood out to me, just because I'm a visual guy, is that I noticed that throughout the intercept, where the larger grade copper was also partnered with bigger grades of gold. Just kind of curious about this. You know, like, this got to be pretty positive, but what are you seeing as far as the continuity, the ratio between gold and copper throughout this? I mean, is that typically the higher grade copper, you get the higher grade gold?
Yeah, in this kind of system, yes. So yeah, we're usually looking at a rough 1-to-1 ratio. When we say that, of course, we're ratioing a percent copper to gram per ton gold, which is what you want to see more or less in these systems. Now we have elsewhere. So we've drilled, and again, we have more results that are going to be coming out from the 2021 season. But we've also drilled elsewhere along this trend up over 2 kilometers away. At the 72 zone, you'll see that in our plan view map. And in something that we see there, and it's seen in the 2019 first pass drilling we did there, we had a short interval of 22 meters of 0.89% copper, 0.71 gold. And it turns out when we did a PGE analysis, there was actually a bit of palladium in there as well, 0.24 grams per ton palladium in that as well. And what you get is, and it's a really important thing for your listeners to understand about porphyry copper gold deposits, is you'll hear us talk about a mineral called bornite. Okay, this is most of the copper in the world today comes from the chalcopyrite, right? That's the stuff that people think is gold, but it's actually not gold. But anyways, this bornite, it's a purple mineral, and it's really important because it's a higher grade copper, but the way that it forms, it tends to have significantly higher amounts of gold in it than the chalcopyrite will. And we're starting to see that in the system as well. And that's an indication of temperature. It has to be really hot to form bornite. And the fact that we're seeing that already, you know, relatively close to surface compared to some of the other projects you're going to see, is we think is really encouraging.
I want to ask you about the reporting here. So you put out these results in a copper equivalent. I was going back through previous news to just see, you know, if that was historically what you and the company have done. Before it seemed like you really broke down the metals as they were assayed separately, not so much of equivalent. So I'm just curious, moving forward, do you feel like you will be reporting everything in a copper equivalent?
Yeah, good question, Trevor. To be quite honest, I'm not the biggest fan of copper equivalent, and it was something that we were debating about on this. From a simplicity perspective, we decided to go with it, and being that, you know, all the intervals that you'll see copper is the, from a, you know, in situ value perspective, as it's broken out in the equation, is the most valuable commodity there. Of course, significant amounts of gold as well. Where it makes it a bit different is there is a little bit of zinc, in. Usually that's not something you'd include. But the reason why we did is, if again you look at that first breccia on surface, where you're still getting over percent copper and a couple grams gold, there's also multi-percent zinc in there as well, which is unusual to what you'd see. You wouldn't usually see that much zinc with that much copper as well. So hence why we included it all in there, because there obviously is still some value to it in there. But going forward, we'll see if we still, you know, see similar metal ratios like we're seeing now. We'll continue to go with it. But we think as we move to the northeast that we're still on the fringes of it. Again, if you go back to the figure 2 in that news release, that plan view map, and you can see the geophysics that's outlining where we look at the, you know, here's our prospective trend. We're just on the edges of it. And typically you're going to see those zinc levels start to drop out and those copper grades increasing as you get into the hotter center portions of a porphyry system. And you know, that's what we're speculating we'll see it as we move to the northeast.
Cole, this was a really good hit. Obviously, congratulations to you and the team. But we got to talk about what's moving forward here from the property. It sounds like there's more drill results to be released in the near future. Where are you targeting that? And on top of that, there's also some recent developments as far as infrastructure with the project and the Golden Triangle in general that is actually pretty promising. So why don't you kind of hit upon that news as well?
Yeah, definitely. So like I said, we're going to have more drill results to come from our Greater Burgundy system. We did more drilling there. We have more drill results, of course, following up on last year along the McClymont Fault. We drilled 8.85 meters of 32 grams gold with about 1% copper in there as well. So we're going to have follow-up for all our shareholders on that, you know, when the assays come. As I mentioned in there, we're expecting it to be better turnaround time than last year, but still relatively slow compared to years past. But things are moving forward, as well as, of course, results from the Chachi Quarter Havana area where we drilled for the first time this year as well. So yeah, lots more results still to come. Yeah, from an infrastructure development perspective, that's a really important thing. Of course, one of the things that goes against the Golden Triangle is accessibility. And that's one of the other things that we love about Newmont Lake is relative to other areas, it's you know, this is not Kansas, you know, I don't want to say it's flat, right? You're still in the mountains, but it's relatively flat compared to the other areas, to the point where we're actually able to develop winter access roads to many of these targets, Burgundy included. Of course, what your number one cost of operating the Golden Triangle is helicopter time. The more you're never going to replace that, but the more we can reduce and, you know, stockpile your drilling equipment, your materials, your consumables, your fuel, it has material impact to, you know, in decreasing the cost of operating, and that just turns into more drill holes. So yeah, that's something that we're working on right now.
It sounds like weather kind of came a little bit quicker, faster than originally anticipated. So I assume everybody's off the ground there and pretty much wrapped up for the exploration season.
Yeah, excluding the like I said, getting prepared for our winter trail development or winter road developments. Yeah.
All right, Cole. Well, we'll probably be talking to you here in the weeks and months to come as more news from Enduro starts hitting the wire. But this is a really good starting again. Happy to see it, and it's always fun when we see companies make new discoveries, especially in a place that's just, you know, as much as activity is going on in the Golden Triangle, this still is vastly underexplored. So this is a great step.
Oh, I appreciate it, Trevor. Yeah, looking forward to chatting with you again.
All right, that's CEO of Enduro Metals, Mr. Cole Evans, trading on the TSX Venture with ENDR and on the OTCQB with ENDMF.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.